Yeah, I mean, I had the same experience when I watched the movie for the first time. Was actually when I saw it completed, was at the premiere in New York a couple of days back. And it was the same thing. I sort of turned to my agent was sitting next to me, and suddenly I saw he was sitting like right on the edge of his seat forward, and he was had his hands over his mouth. And then I looked around and I realized, wow, lots of people are sort of sitting forward and on the edges of their seats. And I think maybe because the first thriller I've done, I'm not used to that. And yeah, just a lot of shouting at the screen and like, stay in
Exactly.
the car. And the camera work, it's interesting you mentioned that, because the actual camera guy, who's become a friend of mine, Dale Rodkin, through this process, he was the first camera operator of Steadicam, and just him and the director were basically constantly going and sort of sidebarring and then coming back to us and talking through the shots. And we were doing these very long, sometimes up to 7 minute shots, you know, one take shots, and really immerses you into the world.
Yeah.
And I think it contributes to that cinema experience and sort of making you feel like you're really there with the lion and the
African. I felt that, and it almost has a an unsettling, unnerving effect on you. It's almost claustrophobic in some scenes where you feel like you are in the scene, and it really does a lot to raise your blood pressure.
Yeah, I was sitting next to her. Her blood pressure was raised.
Popcorn everywhere. Yeah.
So let's get into the story about District 9 there, Sholto. I mean, that's where your name really blew up internationally. Rumor has it that you did a lot of your lines improvised, a lot of made up on the
spot. That's right. Yeah. The whole movie was improvised. We had the story outlined, but all the dialogue was improvised, and it was the first movie. It was the first time I acted. I wasn't trying to be an actor at the time.
What were you trying to be?
I was actually, I had just left. I was basically writing and directing. And really, that's what I was going to go into. And I'm going back into that now, actually, in my career. The acting has been a fun sort of detour for me.
The ending of District 9 is very much an ending that speaks of a possible sequel. What are the chances?
Man, we've been sort of, I mean, you know, that's been on and off again and again for the last decade. So Neil's really the guy you got to speak to. We came very close to doing it about a year ago. Then there was some kind of socio-political stuff going on in the world that Neil just felt like maybe the timing wasn't right. So he's gone to do another movie right now. And perhaps in about a year and a half, we'll be back on a sequel. But there's a script and some drafts floating around.
Oh, is there a script?
Yeah. We've been working on stuff. I did a draft. He did a draft. We'll see what happens.